your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Well, all the features are completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy that on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To start things out tonight, we're going to continue what we started last night, which was a list of four different things that one can do to get oneself out of one's comfort zones. We all have them. They're the ruts that we get into, the habits that we create for ourselves, and they are very, very comfy because we're used to them, and they're familiar. And familiar is comfortable because we know what to expect. And familiar and comfortable also can be kind of dangerous. I know that when you are getting up in the ages, when you're getting up in your years as an elderly person, those people who are doing new things and who are exposing themselves to new stimuli are probably, from what I understand, less likely to have, sort of mental problems on late into life because
their little brains work better if you keep doing different things. If you expose yourself to new and different stuff, you take challenge, take on risks and challenges. I'm not saying doing stupid things. I'm just saying that you need to change things up for yourself.
Right. It could be as simple as taking a different direction. If you walk on a daily basis, it would be going a different direction instead of doing the same path every single time. Or if you go to work one direction, it would be taking a different route one day to, fire those new synapses. That's a very basic example of getting out of the comfort zone. And there are much more powerful ones that we've been talking about here. And if you could, Mark, let's recap the first two, not in depth, but just recap where we've come from, and then we'll continue. And where is this coming from also, to give credit where credit's due?
WikiHow.com.
Okay.
Step out of your comfort zone. Make a fool of yourself. One of the biggest things that holds many of us back is our fear of what people think, and face your fears. There are big fears such as heights, spiders, tight spaces, and germs out there, but there's also hundreds of subtle fears that we bow to every day.
Fears that can be crippling to what we want out of life. If we allow our fear to get to us, we may not decide to do something that could otherwise be very, very, kind of a growing experience.
Yep. If you never eat something new, you'll never know if you like the way it tastes. Yeah.
All right. So number three on the four things you can do to step out of your comfort zone.
Yep. Number three, become comfortable with taking risks. Your comfort zone is comfortable because it's where you know what to expect. Going out on a limb can be scary because you might fail. You might lose something. You might also gain something. In order to become comfortable with that uncertainty, you'll need to practice the following. Non-attachment. When you decide to do something, do it for its own sake, not so that you can get a particular result. If you gamble, gamble with money that you're ready and willing to lose. Gamble for the fun and exhilaration of gambling. If you win, that's icing on the cake.
Bonus, yeah.
Yep. But if you lose, no big deal. In other words, let go of your attachment to a certain outcome. Instead, focus on the joy of doing whatever it is that you're doing.
You have to accept the possibility and be prepared for it. And completely embrace it.
Yep. I'm thinking about this. I had an ex-girlfriend who I took out to play racquetball. I enjoy playing racquetball. It's fun for me. Mm-hmm. And she had never played before, so we went to play racquetball. And she was kind of excited about going and playing and all that. But after the first game, she was doing poorly, and she decided she didn't want to play racquetball anymore and didn't want to play racquetball ever again. I mean, how is she going to be good? It's not like I was whooping her or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just it takes a while to get good at hitting the little zippy
ball
with the short little racket. So, it's just if you're attached to an expectation, the idea that you're going to take your boyfriend in there and whoop him in racquetball the first time you play, like maybe you'll be disappointed.
Yeah. Is there more to that? Because I want to expound on it, the risk thing. So I was just thinking about this today when another one of the activists has been arrested as of today.
Mm.
In fact, he was arrested a few days ago, and now he's been arrested again. His name's Kurt Hoffman, and he's currently, I think, in a Nashua, New Hampshire jail cell.
How'd he get out down there?
I don't know what he was doing down there, but he was on the road today. And he had Yadra with him as they were together also. I think it was it this past Sunday or was it a week ago? Seems like it's been a long time. But anyway, it was just recently that he was arrested for this, for driving. Well, he was pulled over first, I think it was Sunday, for rolling through a stop sign. And then arrested for not handing over license and registration. Today, he was pulled over for allegedly having his dog in his lap and also arrested for not handing over license and registration. And there were Pork 411 phone calls made, so most of the arrest is documented. You can hear it go down. And I think it's porcupine411.com is how you can get on that list and get those messages. But I was just to tie it into this, I'm thinking, well, you know, Kurt's taking a risk here by not cooperating when it comes to handing over the license and registration, which is something that kind of everybody does take for granted. Well, you get pulled over by the cops. That's what you do. And I think Kurt understands very well what the consequences of that particular non-action are going to be. And he's accepted it. That's why he's done it twice in a row. I mean, he's obviously embraced this. Not that he wants to be arrested. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to, most people don't, want to be arrested. But just as an example of somebody who's taking a risk for the reason that, I don't want to speak for Kurt, but I'll do my best, because he's not here right now, but he's taking that risk with the idea of understanding what's going to happen, and he's doing it for his reasons, not because he expects that they're going to leave him alone. He's doing it because it's the right thing for him to do. He feels like he's had enough of all of these mandates and this the micromanaging of our lives, and he's decided to make a stand on this issue, the issue of the freedom to travel from point A to point B without having to show his papers to some officious bureaucrat in a costume with a gun on his hip. And so he's doing it for his reasons, not because he expects to be successful at it, I don't think.
I suspect that it would be foolish to think you were going to be successful in this particular issue.
And it's a pretty big risk.
It is. I think that he would be likely to get better reward for the risk that he's taking if he were to decide that he's going to go film in the Keene, New Hampshire, court lobby. Mm-hmm. Just go in there if you want to get arrested. go get arrested for that. Because I think that there's a hill that to me seems worth dying on. However, yep. The driver's license hill doesn't seem to me to be one worth dying on.
Well,
today.
You know, everybody's got their issue, Mark, and I fully support Kurt on this. I think he is very courageous.
I wish him luck.
Yeah, they're going to go after him bad now, I think, because when what had originally happened was he was arrested, as I said before, for rolling through the stop sign and not giving the registration and license. When he went to court, well, he was forced to go to court because it was the next day. They held him in jail and brought him into court at 8:30 in the morning. That was last week, now that I think of it. So anyway, when that happened, they let him out after he signed a piece of paper, and the piece of paper probably said something like what the judge said to him, and that is that you're not allowed to break any local, state, or federal laws while you're out. And so now he's broken another one.
Mm.
So there's a very good chance they're going to go after him pretty hardcore. I don't know what to expect exactly, but we will certainly pay attention and bring you the information as we learn it here on Free Talk Live. The cops were not so nice today. They were pretty nice when they first arrested him in Roxbury, New Hampshire, but in Nashua, the scene sounded pretty nasty with the cop going for his mace. And I don't think he actually used the mace, but he did draw it and get very ornery. So,
well, having heard one of the Pork 411 calls, I don't think he's the only ornery one on the scene.
Actually, you know what? I just noticed that Yadra is on the line. Yadra in New Hampshire, you're
New Hampshire.
On Free Talk Live. Hello, Yadra. You can't listen on your internet stream. You have to listen on your phone. We're going to put him back on hold, and that's one of those talk radio basics, folks. Whenever you're on hold on a talk radio show, don't ever listen to your radio, because that could be 7 or 8 seconds behind. And don't listen to the internet stream, because that could be 30 seconds behind. So you'll never know you're actually on the air until it's too late. We'll try Yadra again here in a moment, and we'll get to the fourth and final thing that one can do to step out of one's comfort zones here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And for some great video news packages packages, what they call them in the news business, where people put together a video. Anyway, thinktwicenews.com is where you want to go. Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fests, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and, of course, there's the puppet from outer space. ThinkTwiceNews.com. Go there. Subscribe today. ThinkTwiceNews.com, which is, by the way, brought to you by SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is the producer, one of the producers behind ThinkTwiceNews.com, and our very own John Shaw from the Free Talk Live BBS, the moderator, is the man behind the camera. So ThinkTwiceNews.com. Subscribe today. Let's go to Yadra, hopefully listening on his phone at this point. Yadra in New Hampshire, are you there?
Greetings.
Hey, there you are. All right. Yes. So Kurt was arrested today. Kurt Hoffman arrested again for not obeying a police officer. At least I presume that will be the charge because they demanded license and registration, and he would not hand it over. You were sitting in the passenger seat at the time. It sounded like you were getting video footage, as you got video footage of his first arrest a week ago. How did it all go down? What did you want to share with our listeners tonight, Yadra?
Well, I guess I can say that I'm mad as a wet porcupine because that's exactly what I am. It's raining here in Keene, and I shall do the best I can to regale your listeners with the details of the event. But, well, I guess to begin with, you were saying the camera. Yes, I did get some video of this. Unfortunately, I did not have the Quick.com application installed on my iPhone, and so I was using a secure digital high-resolution video recorder.
So However, you were just recording it to your iPhone. You weren't broadcasting it live.
Right. Audio recording only.
Okay, only audio.
That was able to be broadcasted. And the video camera was seized along with the entire car.
Oh, no. So they took your iPhone? Oh, no, you had a camera separately.
Right. The separate camcorder was seized, citing the need to have it for evidence. Presumably the evidence that I was not telling them that I was recording them. Kurt told them that they were being recorded.
This is one of the reasons why having a Quick.com application on a phone is very useful, and it allows you to immediately, for our listeners that don't know, you know this obviously, Yadra, but for those that don't know, this is a little application. It's available for Blackberries, it's available for Nokias, it's available for iPhones and a handful of other devices, actually more than a handful. But you go to QIK.com, you can get the application absolutely free, and what it does is it allows your phone to, or your smartphone, to stream video live to the internet, or close to live. If you're in an area with poor cell phone coverage, it'll stream the file as soon as it gets back into good coverage. So it's a neat little program. It's still in the beta phase, so it doesn't, for me at least, it hasn't been working perfectly. But there's good news, and that is the folks over at Ustream, which is the company that we use to stream our video feed here in the studio, rumor has it that they – actually, I guess it's more than a rumor. I think it's official at this point. But they are officially designing their own little streaming software. I believe it's actually already available for a couple of different phones, but it's not really widespread as Quick.com. So we're going to see some real good competition, I think, in that area soon, which should really shape the applications up and make them more reliable, I would expect. So I highly recommend people with smartphones get themselves a copy of one or the other of those softwares and have them at the ready in case of some sort of police encounter. So go ahead and continue with the story.
Yes, well, that's beautiful that there is going to be competition in the area of live video streaming. Glad to hear it. Well, yes. where do I begin, eh? Let's see.
Well, just highlight for us some of the interesting parts, Yadra. I mean, it's my understanding that y'all were pulled over. The cop claimed that it was because the dog was in Kurt's lap while he was driving.
Yes. I'm more suspicious that the police were upset that I was pointing a camera at them and merely used that as an excuse to pull him over.
Hmm.
I find that highly likely.
Well, what I'd like to know is what kind of notes do they have in there? What from perhaps a New Hampshire police officer or any cop, what kind of information do they see when they pull up somebody's info? Because clearly you're going to get a criminal history, I would imagine, so therefore the earlier pullover for license and registration was probably already on his file. And so they may have spotted that and thought, oh, we'll nab this guy again.
Yes.
Who knows what sort of notes they typed
in. The interesting thing is about that they, if they were pulling it up, they were pulling up only that one incident because it was a rental car.
Oh, okay.
So, you in theory, they were not able to access the details of this person just by looking at that license plate number.
I wonder what... Now, this is new territory. I've never heard of anybody getting pulled over and having their car taken while in a rental car. I wonder what that means as far as the rental car company getting their car back.
Indeed.
Because they're not going to want to pay that that fee. Obviously, no. Kurt's going to be responsible for paying whatever the tow fee is and the impound fee. And, of course he's going to be he's going to be responsible for that. And if it's a rental car, then the longer it's going to be held in the tow yard, the more his bill is going to be. So hopefully somebody on the outside will be able to help that situation along, because it's going to be hard to say how long Kurt's going to be in jail at this point.
Yes, well, I'll certainly be helping with his communications as best I can. That's a great example of how having this many activists in New Hampshire is making it possible to immediate substitutions when one is abducted by the blue-eyed gang, as it
now,
were.
These cops, I listened to all the messages today at the Pork 411, and these cops were not nice like the last ones. I mean, the last one stole Kurt's freedom from him, but at least they were courteous about it. These guys didn't sound that nice. What happened when they got nasty? I heard a can of mace came out at one point.
Oh, yes. Well, that was very interesting. That was an attempt by one of the officers to insert his arm through the slightly lowered window and unlock the door. And Kurt, I would say, defended himself by attempting to raise the window, but the officer declined to withdraw his arm and therefore was somewhat pinched in the window. And that's the point at which the mace was drawn. And
wow.
Yeah.
So I guess the lesson there is that for somebody who's going to do a partially rolled down window, to keep it cracked to the point where the cop can't stick his arm through it.
Correct. That's my assessment as well. The mace was reholstered after not that many seconds because I imagine I'll have to reconstruct it from listening to the Port 411s.
So the window was up, right?
Well, the window was up almost all the way, but the officer refused to remove his arm when Kurt released it part way. So that eventually kind of boiled down. My memory is kind of hazy on that point.
When did they threaten to arrest you, Yandra? You were threatened with arrest at some point.
Oh, I actually volunteered to be arrested because I figured that they would, if they did arrest me, then they would be obeying me. And
okay. I wanted.
What was that?
Just joking about it. Just saying you'd gotten what you did not get what you wanted because they didn't.
Very true. Very
true. Arrest you. And it's actually good that you didn't get arrested because Kurt has a dog with him. Yeah. And if the cops had taken hold of that dog, then that dog would have been impounded and it would have been costing more money to get that dog out when it was all said and done. Yandra, thanks for the call tonight, man, and keep us in the loop as to what goes on here. I know Kurt's in jail at the moment, and we'll certainly keep our listeners informed. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. The number for you is 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. All of it is free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex. And, you know, it's just like a regular vitamin, except it also contains several other, fruits and berries. Goji, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. Also, it's chewable, so you're more likely to assimilate it as opposed to, I've heard stories, and I don't know about vitamins not getting assimilated. So go to orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. It's pretty tasty, too. It's not a foul-tasting thing. You can order it at 1-800-217-5977. Orderchews.com.
All right, so the toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. We are going to continue what we started the show out with, and that is the four different things you can do to step outside of your comfort zone. And let's see, the first one was to laugh at yourself, to be, you know, to feel comfortable enough to be yourself. And if that means to be silly in front of other people, then, you know, do what you need to do to feel comfortable about who you are instead of trying to be somebody else. There was another one about taking risks. Was that the third one, take risks?
The third one was take risks. Number two is face your fears.
Face your fear, because fear is probably one of the most crippling things in our lives, and it's all pretty much made by ourselves. Like, we create the fear, and then we cripple ourselves by it.
Yep.
So, number four.
Well, actually, this is number three.
Oh.
It's a portion of number three. They give several subsections to three.
Got it.
Acceptance. When things don't go your way, they won't. And they won't, sometimes.
If you take enough risks, yeah.
Sure.
You're gonna win some, you're going to lose some, right?
Shrug it off. If you're clinging to your comfort zone, you're hanging on to the idea that the world's supposed to be safe. a safe, predictable place, and that's an illusion. You're setting yourself up for frustration and disappointment. Open your eyes. The world's a dynamic place where things go right and wrong. That's just the way it is.
Well, I was talking about earlier about how you have to prepare yourself if you're going to take a risk, and that's one of those ways that you get to grow, is you take risk. Risk equals reward, or it can equal reward, great rewards. The greater the risk, usually the greater the reward, the potential for it at least. But you have to accept right up front that this could fail. This investment, maybe it's an investment in a business, maybe it's doing some activism, whatever it is. There's a chance that the investment could fail. There's a chance that you could get arrested. There's a chance that whatever. You have to be ready to embrace that, whatever it is, because if you aren't, then you're just going to you're going to go through some serious mental anguish. I mean, if you take that risk and it comes to pass that it doesn't work out and you can't handle that, you're not ready for it, then that's tough. That's a bad place to be. So you've got to prepare yourself in advance. Go ahead, Mark.
So enjoy the unknown. This is number four. When's the last time you felt excited about not knowing what was going to happen next? If you're deep in your comfort zone, it's probably been a while. Don't you miss it? Don't you miss the mixture of anticipation and anxiety that makes your heart flutter and your stomach turn at the same time?
Let me tell you, there are so many opportunities to do this up here in New Hampshire. I think one of the first easiest ones for people that you can really feel that feeling is when you don't stand for a judge. That's one of those really simple, non-cooperative things that isn't really outrageous, that is one of those easy things to do as kind of a first step into the pool of non-cooperation, as the first no to the government, is to not stand for a judge. When you're in a room with other people that are not doing it, it becomes easier to do this. If you're all alone, then it's probably pretty dangerous. But if you're in a room full of other activists, as we are up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you know that there are going to be others that aren't standing for the judge, it makes it easier for you to engage in taking that risk, and it makes it more likely that you'll be successful. But you're still going to feel that feeling. At least I still do. I know I still get it. And I've done it more times than I can count, just because judges are unpredictable animals, and you never know when one's going to get a stick up his butt and decide to go after somebody. So I still get that feeling of anticipation, but I go through with it, and it's always worth it.
Plus, the indoctrination is very thorough.
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, our indoctrination to stand for judges and, you know, say the pledge and do all the things that, you know, one has been indoctrinated to do.
It really is going against one's nature because of that.
And I don't stand for judges because, you know, the Quaker religion says that one man shouldn't be respected in, above another. And I have to agree with that. I mean, what's the point in that?
Right.
Why should I? Did the judge stand for me?
No, and if somebody deserves...
If the office is so great, then how come I disagree with so many things that so many judges say?
Yeah.
I don't have respect for the office.
Right, you're hurting peaceful people. How can I respect that?
Right.
As soon as you stop hurting peaceful people, you'll begin earning some respect.
So, that's pretty much the end of it. It says, it suggests that you enjoy the unknown to bring that feeling back of anticipation in your life.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Perhaps there are other things that this list left off. Maybe you've got some ideas as far as helping yourself and helping others step out of a comfort zone. Perhaps you want to share a personal story, maybe of a business risk that you took, or a personal risk, some sort of situation that you can share with others to kind of give an example of what you were like maybe before you decided to take a step out of your comfort zone, and how, looking back on it, you're so glad that you did, and that, you know, what would your life have been like had you decided to stay in your comfort zone? Because a lot of the, you know, all the great things that you see out there in the world are as a result of, you know, somebody stepping out of their comfort zone,
right,
and getting out there and doing something new and unusual and exciting and fresh and risky.
And you don't want to confuse this list with, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone with doing things that are reckless and stupid. There's a difference.
There's a line there, yeah.
There's a difference between reckless and, you know, reckless and then the acceptable risks. Reckless people don't accept risks. They don't even think about risks.
Mm.
You should know the risks. Decide to go through with the decision anyway. Be ready and willing to accept the consequences if things don't work out.
That's a good point. It should be calculated.
Yeah.
You know, whatever steps you're going to take, you should have thought in advance of a lot of the possible outcomes, but don't let them cripple you. If it's something that you want to do, if it's something that you feel driven toward, you know, maybe that Kurt, the guy that was arrested for not handing over license and registration. Mark, you say that's not the hill you would die on, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that agree with you that would say that they think this is a poor example of civil disobedience, et cetera, et cetera. There are always going to be critics in those cases. But Kurt has – I don't think he's doing this recklessly. I mean, he knows what the consequences are. He's out there doing this because he believes it is right, and he has to know that it's going to result in this happening, that most cops are going to arrest you for not handing over your papers. He has accepted that, and I think that's an incredible step out of a comfort zone.
I think that liberty activists can give their opinions in a loving way, and you know that they should be accepted in the same manner. And that's all they are, is their opinions. I don't think that the license hill is the one to die on today. I think that filming in the courtroom here in Keene, far better, bigger issue.
I think what would be nice is to get a whole group of a dozen or a couple dozen people to drive around with and do freedom to travel stuff and just continue and do the same thing that Kurt is doing or something similar like that. I think with more numbers, it could be a much more powerful thing. But that's just how things have been up here in New Hampshire at this point as far as the civil disobedience is concerned. In whatever instance, it's always just been a lone person doing something. And I think that we're going to be on the cusp soon of having multiple people get involved in civil disobedience. I guess there has been one example of multiple people civil disobedience, and that would be the Free Keene Fest, the last couple Free Keene Fests that we had.
In the filming in the Keene courtroom, there was one person, but then five other people, were
they disobeyed by not obeying an order. That's true. So there was that example. That was a very spontaneous example of disobedience and non-cooperation. As far as planned disobedience, there has been the poker games that have been the gambling tables at the last couple Free Keene Fests, and there have been a number of people that have participated in that. I think there have been discussions, at least, no real dates or times nailed down yet about maybe a topless protest with both women and men going topless in a kind of a Main Street area, public area. I know that there's been discussion about
some attention.
Marijuana protest, but that's a great issue. The topless protest is a perfect civil disobedience issue, I think. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. We're getting to the point where we have enough ladies up here that we can pull this off, so to speak.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us. Over at promote.freetalklive.com, there's a whole list of things you can do to get this show on more radio stations and into more people's ears on the internet, via MP3 players and live streaming. So get all the details on how to help us out at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Every week I get an email from the folks over at stopthedrugwar.org. It's called Drug War Chronicle, and I highly recommend it to anybody that is interested in seeing an end to this insane war on drugs. The guys over at stopthedrugwar.org do an amazing job cobbling together all of the relevant news about what's happening in the war on drugs, whether it's police enforcement actions and the terror that they cause in people's lives, or it's corrupt cops, or it's the political status of various different agenda as far as medical marijuana in different places and even around the world. Portugal's drug decriminalization has been talked about recently, so it's got an international scope. The StopTheDrugWar.org newsletter, and just want to highly recommend it before I get into an excerpt from this week's edition, where the story is that there have been at least four people killed by the police doing drug enforcement actions so far this month. That's 17 days. There's talk of marijuana legalization in the air, talk about sentencing reform, talk about second chances for drug offenders, but despite all the talk, the drug war rolls on, and the day-to-day grind of it can be deadly business. So far this month, police officers enforcing the drug laws have killed at least four people. None of the cases are an obvious case of police misconduct, although the judgment of some of the officers involved can certainly be questioned. The departments to which the officers belong stand behind their men, as they always do.
Every time.
But four people are dead after having encountered police officers doing drug war business, and at least one of them was not even the target of the cops. In New York City, Shem Walker, age 49, was shot and killed by an NYPD undercover officer Saturday night on his own stoop. The officer was part of a team of narcs and was standing on Walker's stoop to provide backup for a narc doing a buy and bust at a bodega a couple of doors down the street. Walker went outside to have a cigarette, encountered the undercover officer, told him to get off his porch, then got into a scuffle with him and a second narc standing on the stoop next door. Walker died lying in front of his house after taking a bullet to the chest.
He's shooting what, an unarmed man?
Doesn't say he was armed here. Yeah.
I mean, he's coming out for a cigarette. It doesn't seem likely that he would be armed.
It's New York City. I mean, most it's people aren't legally armed there. He said, "Mommy, I'm going out for a smoke." And that was the last time, Walker's mother Lydia Walker said as she sat in her wheelchair Sunday morning before breaking down. "My son was the peacemaker. He wasn't involved in no violence. He was always trying to make peace." Walker's sister, Audrey Nurse, said he was only trying to protect the family home. She said, "Mind you, guys hang out on our front steps, and my brother was always chasing them off. That's the only thing anyone can say about my brother. He comes and takes care of my mother. He's a peaceful guy. This is ridiculous." So basically, these undercover cops were obviously not in uniform, and they were loitering on this guy's front stoop. And he did what he normally does with people, is he, you know, shooed them off. And I don't know what the cops did in response, but there was obviously an escalation, as some cops love to do, is escalate situations.
It's a real shame that the Office of Peace Officer in this nation has really been turned into, you know, armed bully. And it's, you know, it's a real shame, and it largely has to do with the drug war.
You know, if just to expound on this situation just a little bit, the reason why this cop probably didn't turn to this guy and say, "Hey, look, I'm an undercover cop," is because people hate cops. Because cops do, let me tell you, the people in the ghetto have a good reason to hate the cops, because the cop, and I don't know if this is the ghetto, but New York City's kind of trashy in a lot of places. They have good reason to hate the cops, because the cops arrest their friends and their family members on a regular basis for nonsense like marijuana possession. So you've got this attitude in the, you know, these urban areas where people know better than to talk to the cops. They know that when the cops come to the door to ask questions, you don't answer the door. These are people that get that. In fact, it was Barry Cooper who was talking about how the folks in those neighborhoods understand how dangerous the cops are. They're not gullible like the folks in the upper crust neighborhoods might be, and brainwashed into thinking the cops are there to help them. They know the cops aren't there to help them. They know that the cops are there to put somebody in a jail cell. So odds are good that if, and this has happened before, somebody in a neighborhood discovers that undercover cops are there, they'll go alert the neighborhood to it. They'll go let people know that undercover cops are around. That's bad news. Somebody's going to jail. So heads up, everybody. So that's one of the reasons why the cops wouldn't have taken that tact. If there was no drug war and they weren't out arresting peaceful people, and let's say the cops were maybe investigating a serial murderer or rapist or something like that, and that's why they were undercover, it probably wouldn't have been a big deal to break cover to somebody else in the neighborhood, because they'd be friendly towards you. The cops would be trustworthy. They would be somebody who aren't – they would not be adversaries as much if they weren't out there constantly arresting people in the insane war on drugs who have not hurt others, or handing out speeding tickets left and right, or doing whatever it is that they do to terrorize people on a regular basis. If they were actually out there just arresting violent, dangerous criminals, I would have no problem with what they do.
Right. Who can argue with that?
So as a result of
that, I would argue that most of New York City's trashy, but I wouldn't argue that the police officers would be much more respected if they were just out going after thieves and violent people.
I just think cities are dirty. That's all. They just look ugly.
I know you've got something against cities.
New York City only looks good from up high. If you're up real high, you can't see how nasty it looks when you're up close. And that's
what you mean by nasty, but.
Yeah, just broken and broken down. And
you've
not
been
pretty.
There so many times, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we've been to Manhattan, which is one of the nicer areas. Anyway, in Gwinnett County, Georgia, an as-yet unarmed man was shot and killed in a pre-dawn drug raid on July 1st, according to the police. Gwinnett County police officers entered the house after knocking and announcing their presence, only to be met by a man pointing a gun at them. They shot him dead. Another man at the residence was arrested on cocaine trafficking warrant, but it was not clear if any drugs were recovered at the scene. And when you break into people's homes in the middle of the night, pre-dawn, that's 4 a.m. usually, 3, 4 a.m., there's a good chance somebody's going to be pretty upset about that, and maybe scared and not sure who you are. If you're the cops, you may be anybody breaking through the front door. And if you've just been woken from a dead sleep, then it's even more likely that the person's...
Sure. People that are making a lot of noise at your house at 4 a.m. are probably not there to do you any good, and it makes perfectly good sense that some people will arm themselves before they go and try to deal with the people that are making a whole bunch of noise at their house.
Outside Holden, Louisiana, Donnell Stugner, 42, died after being choked by a deputy who was trying to force him to spit out a bag of suspected dope, as someone called about this one earlier. It took place during pre-dawn hours on Sunday after the man was pulled over for weaving in traffic. The entire 8-minute encounter was captured on the deputy's dash cam. It begins with the deputy asking Stugner for his driver's license, then asking Stugner what he has in his right hand. "I don't have nothing in my hand," says Stugner. "I swear to you." But the tape appears to show Stugner placing something in his mouth. "Spit it out," the deputy yells, as he attempts to handcuff Stugner, and he resists, if not exactly passively, also not aggressively. Stugner never strikes the deputy, although the deputy strikes him repeatedly. Still, the deputy was unable to cuff Stugner until more deputies arrived on the scene. Shortly after their arrival, one deputy asks another, "Is he breathing?" He wasn't. He was arrested for methamphetamine possession a week earlier. Preliminary coroner reports.
I don't know how long he would have lived if he swallowed the methamphetamine either. I don't know much about these things.
But it just shows how desperate people are in a situation like that.
I think that there's a couple of things that you can take away from this. If you were just dealing with thieves and violent people, if that's who all the cops were dealing with, you wouldn't have had this situation because somebody wouldn't be trying to hide something.
Right.
It seems very unlikely that they'd be trying to swallow some kind of evidence to a murder or the camera they stole out of someone's house. That doesn't seem like that's really going to work out very well.
Right. If he was driving dangerously, then that would be the issue, would be driving dangerously, and the cop wouldn't care what he shoves down his throat.
See, we have all these crimes against possessing things, and of course the officer is going to try to react in the fashion that he does here. He's going to get a bonus. He's going to get recognition. He's going to get whatever if he manages to catch this guy in a room. Routine traffic stop for having some kind of important drug that they decide. And you also see the Fourth Amendment has been just eviscerated by this war on drugs. This guy should be able to put whatever he wants in his mouth, and he probably wouldn't have put it in his mouth and wouldn't have put this dangerous substance in his mouth if it wasn't so very illegal, and he could have gotten so much time for it. And also, the thing you see here is the officer strikes him, he doesn't strike the officer. Mm-hmm. This is the sort of disparity that
goes on. The
balance
of power.
Right, the balance of power. The officer knows that he can pummel the crap out of this guy and nothing's going to happen to him. This guy knows that if he punches that officer, he is in for a world of hurt.
The coroner ruled the death accidental, and law enforcement said Deputy Sturdivant acted appropriately.
Yep.
Hour 2's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.